This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, it is all good because Al's 57 minutes away from being off for a week and a half. Well, not a week and a half, but about 9 days before he's got a show back up here on Monday, July 21st, that would be.
Doesn't get any better than right now.
You know what? I agree. I don't think it's at 10 o'clock. I think it's now.
Yeah.
Final minute, final hour of the show. Whatever. I'm kind of done. I agree. Right now is pretty damn good.
Yeah, the best parts of trips in general.
It's just planning
right
the trips.
Before you go. Yeah, well, it's like the excitement of having the time off as opposed to...
Yeah, from this moment on, you're just working towards getting back
That's it.
I haven't left yet.
Yeah, not yet. He's got a lot to look forward to before he gets to that point.
Once he gets through the hour and a half ride home with the Friday traffic, yeah.
See, I think, by the way, it's Chris McMonagle and myself and for Boomer and Geo, Bill Ford Tough Studio. I actually think, we'll get back to the Yankees in a second. I think, unlike you, Eddie, I know what you're saying. It doesn't get better than right now. I think the first day of the trip sometimes can be the highlight of the trip or the high point of the trip, because you're excited, you get there, you got through the travel, new hotel room, new area, and then from that point forward it's now you're working your way back.
Or for him it could be like, oh my god, I'm in Bozeman, Montana. What did I do?
Do you think there's a moment that as you're landing or as you're walking through the airport that you will say something like that, like, I'm in Montana?
No.
Because you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think I'm looking forward to being out in the middle of nowhere.
Have you checked the weather yet for next week?
I did.
What do we got?
It looks good. Tuesday looks like there could be rain, but otherwise not bad.
Good.
Although I will tell you that the low on one of the days was 42 degrees.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No humidity.
No humidity. See? I really didn't know where it was. My neighbor goes, Montana borders Canada. I go, I don't think so.
It does, but that's 6 hours from where you are.
Okay. And how long of a flight is it from here to Montana?
I think it's under 5 hours, but more than 4.5.
So a lengthy trip, but nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
No, it's not too bad.
Now you're at 55 minutes. So there you go. All right, we started a long time ago this morning at 6 o'clock talking about this Yankee win last night. Chris was fired up
out
the gate, as they say. I don't think he can replicate that right now, but he'll give you a pretty damn good try, because last night's win was one that, as I said, as I was watching it through the middle innings, it just felt like, we won the series. All right, this kid's throwing well. Let's move on to the weekend. But as you then sat there and stayed up to watch, it was anything but that.
And then the switch flipped. Yeah, unbelievable. From where they were, you're right. To me, again, we talked about it with the Mets, but the Yankees have the first two runners on in the first inning. So many times we talk about getting to that great starting pitcher early when he makes the mistakes. He can't throw strikes, walks the first two guys, and then that's it. For seven straight innings, the Yankees are lifeless. They're being completely shut down by Wu, and we're having all those conversations. You get a three-run home run, and suddenly it's 5-0, and you're feeling like, well, that's it. At least we won the series. You're talking to yourself, that kind of game. And then all of a sudden, the Yankees woke up in the eighth inning. It started with a Jazz single, and then you get the pinch-hit home run from Stanton, as we're watching right now, the first
nice
of his
timing.
Career. Yeah, see, I'm perfect.
That was pretty good.
I could do this every day, Jerry.
Yes.
Except Sundays.
Yeah, why
not? I have to leave my house by Sunday right. to get here for Monday morning. Not much of a weekend, Jerry.
That is
but,
true.
Obviously get that pinch, big pinch hit home run that gets them back into the game.
Get that what?
Pinch hit? That's what I said.
It sounded like you said you get that Mitch. Okay, now.
Either
Continue.
Way. That's how it felt in the moment. And that gets them right back into the game. And then the at-bats in the ninth inning. Like, to me, it's not just this game. It's not just this series. It's honestly, as a Yankee fan, I talked about it yesterday. I hate to be similar. But, man, oh, man, if this hasn't felt like kind of just an incredible stretch of baseball for the Yankees, I know it's only three games. I know it's a four-game winning streak. But that moment in Citi Field where Bellinger makes that play and throws out Lindor back at first for the double play, from that moment on, the Yankees have made decisions inside the organization that indicate a priority of winning. They've gotten rid of LeMahieu. They've made their infield defense better. They've gone out and scored a ton of runs. They've played crisp baseball. And last night, they did something this group hasn't done all year. Come back mm-hmm. and fight back. And in the ninth inning against one of the top closers in baseball, going to the All-Star game, throwing 100 miles an hour, they put a good at-bat after good at-bat after good at-bat and fight and claw and score those two runs to tie the game at five. Then they win a game in extra innings, which they've been terrible at this entire season. They have the best record at home over the course of the last 5 years in extra innings, but this year in particular, 1-6 at home or on the road, it doesn't matter, 1-6 in extra innings. They come back, they get the run in extra innings, you get a great impactful play from Volpe on the slide. I mean, everything about these last couple of days have been refreshing, cleansing, and then just good solid baseball. And to come through with that win last night was... that's the best win of the year by far. I don't think you can argue. There's a couple of games here and there, but for me, down 5-0, being no hit, and watching them just flip the switch, that's the best win of the season for the New York Yankees.
All right, so two things for you. One, a statement, I guess, and then a question for you.
Yeah.
The one is, and you're right, the at-bats were great. Do have to acknowledge the fact that the Yankees did know when sliders were coming. I mean, that's
yes.
pretty obvious that they he was tipping his pitches and mm-hmm. they had their little wave the arm sign. So as great as the at-bats were, mm-hmm. I do have to take it with they had a little help from each other along the way. You do. You have to.
They're still great at-bats.
I'm not saying they're not, but yeah. it's an easier at-bat when you know the slider's
of
coming
course.
As opposed to it
of
not
course.
Coming.
Now, to be fair, he didn't put them anywhere near the zone. He was off on top of tipping his pitches. But again, and... I don't want to get into the whole thing. It's not cheating. It's well within the bounds of baseball. I know.
I wasn't going.
And they're not exactly being discreet either.
No, they weren't.
It's up to
you. Saw it was clear as day.
It's clear as day. They need to be on top of that. That's on them. But yes, the at-bats were great and they were aided. But then again, you get it in the 10th as well. And you get the sacrifice fly from the captain. It wasn't hit all that deep. And the great slide from Volpe, who you're looking to get some impact with this team. So yeah, I mean, listen. It's three games. It's setting up a big series against the Cubs now. You got to keep it going into the All-Star break, but it just feels like the Yankees are a different team than they were a week ago.
All right, so here's the question for yes. you. And I really didn't think of it until just now. Given the fact, I'm just curious as a Yankee fan, because we do this all the time. Mm-hmm. Let's just say, for instance, they don't win the game and they lose it in the 11th inning because
right.
Volpe is thrown out. That was a very close play at home.
Yeah.
I think we agree that. I mean, the fact that that's, if it's not for the slide, he's out.
Yeah.
The throw was maybe not perfect, but it was pretty damn good from Rodriguez. Let's say he is thrown out, double play, inning over, Mariners score a couple of runs, Yankees wind up losing the game at 11. Are we sitting here this morning saying, what in God's name are they doing, sending him on a shallow fly ball with Bellinger on deck?
I wouldn't be, but there may be some people, of course. And I'll tell you this: I wouldn't be. You got it. You got to test it. You got to. You can't with two outs. I need to score that run. Sorry, I need to win the game.
With
Judge and bases loaded,
like
one out. I need to win that game right then and there. Now, yeah, we'll say that. But I'll tell you this: I wouldn't be. I wouldn't feel the same way I felt today. It would almost be a worse loss. Maybe not being no hit, but it would have been a worse loss than just going quietly into the night.
It would
have been a gut punch. Yeah, we were talking about the at-bats in the ninth. Oh, my, really great. But ultimately, you have to... They did the same thing in Toronto. They came back.
And
they were down
win.
7-0. They didn't win. It was one of the worst losses
Well,
of
what
year.
Was the difference there? Devin Williams.
Exactly
Bad
right.
that 100%. Time. He was fantastic last
Good point.
Night.
Yep, that was the exact difference in the game. So Devin Williams coming through, Weaver pitching well the other night, that's all part of this. And yeah, I mean, no, but... Of course. If they lose the game, it's a gut punch. It's an absolute gut punch.
Yes.
Now, so, thankfully, they came through.
I do agree with you, though. You got to keep it going. Yeah. Win the series against the Cubs this weekend.
I think it's big. I think it's a big series.
Because it's a good team you're playing. And that's part of it.
It's a good team you're playing. You got your best two pitchers on the mound in Rodon and Fried. Go out there and take two out of three. Have a 5-6 homestand. Head into the All-Star break. We're going to feel completely different about this
team. No question about it. In terms of feeling different about a team, then you've got the Mets on the other hand. The two games, and I'm not... Listen, we sat here on Thursday morning yesterday. Well, we were talking about their win Tuesday night. Wednesday morning with Willie, we were talking about, you know, good win in Baltimore. They didn't lay down and die down late. You had the whole Fab Four, even though Evan has no idea what that means, from Steve Cohen.
Unbelievable.
You know, it felt like, it really did feel like after they took two out of three from the Yankees, you know, they showed fight on Sunday. I don't feel like they lost that game. It felt like the Yankees won that game. And there was a really good feeling around the Mets. I am not by any stretch going to sit there and say that a doubleheader sweep, you know, all is lost. Of course not. But you do feel weird walking away from those two games yesterday on a number of fronts. One, can't get runners in early. Can't get runners in all day and night. David Peterson, gem wasted. David Peterson, in my opinion, taken out too early. Come back, lackluster game. Though they did score and take the lead early, they did not much the rest of the game. And once Baltimore tied and took the lead, I'm not saying they did, but even Hernandez, it felt like
over.
They had checked out.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have I don't know if icky's the right, but you just have a weird feeling about this team going into Kansas City, which is a series now, ain't going to make or break the year. You got to take two out of three, though, this weekend.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think there's a lot of fronts, too. I think you could throw in the idea that they allowed this one last bullpen game without going dip into the minors. Like, there are starters down there pitching well at the moment. Why not try them? Like, there's a lot to these two games. And certainly, yeah, Peterson early on. And then you got Soto not running out at first.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things, elements of this game you don't like. You don't like the idea that you take out your starting pitcher, you bring in Stanek, boom, right away it's the two-run home run. You can't come back in that game. You have the issue from Soto not running the ball out. Then you get to the second game, and you're throwing what feels like a non-competitive game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like. It felt like, and that's why listening to the post game of the first game with Mendoza and Peterson, Mendoza was going to be uber aggressive with the bullpen because he wanted game one, because they didn't go in with much of a chance in game number two. And it felt like that. The team, once they fell behind, it was like, well, this was the game we're supposed to lose. And instead of fighting back, you didn't see it. And those two games yesterday to for a doubleheader to feel so good. Like, that's really the thing. Because I think you're right. I don't think these two games kill them. I think over the stretch of it and how bad they've played for a while, to still be a game and a half behind Philadelphia, like, they've treaded water here while they've been decimated in the rotation. They found a way. They won 5 out of 6 for a stretch. You feel a little bit better about this team. These two games don't kill them. But the difference is, coming off of that win on Tuesday, you felt like that was one of the best wins of the year, down
yep.
4 runs in the 8th inning. Now they bounced back off the loss to the Yankees. They've won the last two series. They take the first one against the Orioles. They've got Peterson pitching in the series, and you feel like this is an opportunity to really take a step forward. And instead, you get these two ugly days. So it's just a matter of momentum, and the momentum of Tuesday was completely washed away with the rain, and that's what sucks.
Not to mention the fact Baltimore's been bad this
year. They've been a little bit better as of late, but they're not very good. Charlie Morton's pitching to a 6 ERA.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, you've got to be able to find a way to score some runs, and I think, and me and you talked about it earlier, the game in game one, that first inning is so critical to the way the rest of the game is played. Like, they get second and third, nobody out. With Juan Soto and Pete Alonso coming up, they both strike out on you know, Charlie Morton curveballs. Winker gets hurt on the swing on the pop-up, and it just felt like, well, here we go. Even though they get the one-run lead, you're playing that whole game. What did they get in the fourth? You're playing that home game either tied or only up a run, knowing what's coming in the second game.
Yeah, it's a very uncomfortable game you're
uncomfortable.
Going through.
Yeah,
you know, which is another reason why, to me, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. My bullpen hasn't... All right, a couple of guys have been good in spots, but overall, the last month and a half has not been great for the bullpen. You needed the bullpen in the second game. That's another reason why I would have ridden out Peterson again, if we're going to use the pitch count, fine. I'm going 110 with him there. I got the All-Star break coming up. We've got plenty of time.
Yep.
It just was bothersome to see the way that game played itself out. And very similar, but with a different ending, You talk about the whole two on and not getting the runs across with your big boppers up. You know, you can make the same case with the Yankees with Judge striking out after Wu walks the first. I could not believe, I'm not watching the Mariners ever. When they put up on the graphic on Yes, that after Wu walks the second batter and they got first and second, nobody out, that was like the first time he had walked two batters in a game.
Is that a fact?
It was something like, I forget exactly what
I
it was.
That, yeah.
But I think it was like the first or second time this season he's walked two batters in a game, and he walks the first two batters last night.
Yeah, I think he's pitched into the seventh inning in every one of his starts. Like, he's been really good. And both of them, I mean, it's a little bit different. You want to, with the Yankees, you want to get to the starting pitcher early. And with Morton, you want to just knock him out of the game. Like, you want to, like, you allow Charlie Morton to settle in and then shut you down for the most part. Like, that's where it's frustrating. But yeah, I mean, the Yankees were able to bounce back off of it and have an incredible eighth and ninth inning, and the Mets just weren't. But they have played better Baltimore, but those are two games you expect to win. You go into a doubleheader with Peterson on the mound. You got to win that first game.
I agree.
Got to win that first game.
I agree. They let it go, and here they are dropping the doubleheader sweep and wound up losing two out of three in the series. We'll take a break. On the other side, we will have Peter Schwartz one more time. He's been working hard.
Peter Schwartz is wrong.
That was a caller earlier that called to yell at Peter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 925. It is the Boomer and Geo program, built for Tough Studio on this football summer fun Friday, whatever we call it. Lots of good stuff. C-Mac and Jerry in for the guys. They will be back Monday morning at 6 a.m. as their long week is just about over. Hope they're enjoying the final hours of vacation. And one more report to go to the guy to my right. His name is Peter. What's up, Peter?
Hi, you got football in there. Football fun Friday?
Football Friday.
We're not.
Every Friday is football Friday.
Every Friday is football
Absolutely.
Friday. Absolutely. Because we're only very short.
Football is 24/7, 365 these days.
Got the Jets training camp tickets yesterday. Excited for
Who'd
that.
Who'd you call for those?
What's that?
You got them from the team? Or?
Jared went on New York Jets app and got
very
tickets
good.
For July 31st.
And they what, report the 23rd, something like that.
The first, I don't know the first one. We got tickets for July 31st, I think one day in August, too.
So very nice.
We'd like to go out there once or twice. Sure.
Beautiful facility.
Yeah, maybe take out a Giants. I'd like to see how the other half of the country, of the area, lives. You know.
The other half of the country.
There's another drop.
They're both living pretty poorly. That's how both football teams are.
You know
living.
What? 0-0 when they get on the field.
Yeah. I think the Chargers report today.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
The Hall of Fame game.
No, I know. But I'm saying, like, we're here. It's football soon.
It's here. Yeah, it's here. This report brought to you by Sansone Auto Mall, Woodbridge, New Jersey. We start in the Bronx. Certainly looked like the Yankees' 3-game winning streak was over. Down 5-0, being no hit by Brian Wu through 7 innings. Into the bottom of the 8th they went. Jazz Chisholm broke up the no-no with a leadoff single. Austin Wells would get the Yankees on the board with a sacrifice fly. And then Giancarlo Stanton, first time ever in his career, launches a pinch hit 2-run homer to make it 5-3. Austin Wells tied the game in the 9th with a 2-out, 2-run single off closer Andrés Muñoz. The Yankees were down to their last strike. And then came the 10th.
Bases full, 10th inning, 5-5 game, 1-1. Judge, high fly ball. Center field, will it be deep enough? Rodriguez comes in, makes the catch. Volpe tags, throw home on a line, tag! Save! 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 Aaron Judge wins the game on a bang, bang play at the plate.
A little hesitation from Emmanuel Barbari on that last save.
That's the Volpe.
He's got such a deep voice that it's almost like his scream still sounds like it's like in the baritone kind of like controlled way.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that like, you know, like you hear some from some broadcasters like when they go up that way. So he's very much like, save.
God, there was a lot of dramatic there with that little pause before the last save. That was very, very nice here on The Fan. Emmanuel Barbari, as the Yankees finish off the...
You can sit on my face.
Once again, there we go. With fourth straight win, they beat the Mariners 6-5 in
Emmanuel.
10 innings. It's the first
time... Emmanuel, he's calling Yankee games.
I'm joking. That's what you're
the last time.
Emmanuel's doing very, very well.
I think he's got this whole weekend series.
Yes.
The whole series.
Dave Sims is at a baseball event in Atlanta.
I saw him say that he honored the request of his friend Ken Griffey Jr. to do an event. I didn't know it was the whole weekend.
It was the whole weekend. Okay. Through the All-Star break. So
hopefully Boomer's okay with all that.
I'm sure Boomer would not be happy.
Well, we'll find out Monday.
Absolutely. So that's... He took a little break right near the beginning of the season.
When the Yankees went to Seattle. It was where he was off before the Yankees were in Seattle, I think. Something like that.
Yeah. And this is against
Seattle.
And now
he's ducking Seattle again.
Someone looking for him?
Well, he did the first two games. He just didn't do last night.
I'm just kidding.
The first time the Yankees have won when trailing by at least 5 runs. Since they beat Texas June 29th, 2016. That was in the 8th inning. The Yankees have also been 0-35 this season when trailing through 8, so the Yankees put those couple of things to rest last night. That play at the plate, Anthony Volpe sliding in safe. It was close when Aaron Judge knew that Volpe got in there.
I saw live. I thought he was safe, but you know, they're going to challenge no matter what. But just impressive. What a great slide. Nobody else I want a third in a situation like that besides Wolf.
That's very, very cool. Here's Bradley in North Bergen. What's up, Bradley?
Bradley.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First time, long time. Love everything y'all do.
Thank you.
I was actually at the game last night. I was in a different zip code, but hey, I was still in the stadium.
That's all right. You were there.
You know, exactly. I mean, unbelievable comeback. Oh, my goodness. Got to be completely honest. Had no idea who Brian Wu was. Jesus Christ, I know him now. wow, I mean, hell of a game that got pitched. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, that's what we've been waiting for all season. I mean, so much life in the 8th inning. Thought they were going to get no hit. You know, they came out of it. Everything we wanted to see, you know, Chaz coming through, Wells coming through, Giancarlo off the bench. Listen, hate to do it. That slide, unbelievable. 10 out of 10 A+. Yankees posting a 12-page post of Volpe. Everyone said, we loved you from day one. I mean, if he's out, we're having the same conversation we had 3 weeks
ago. Well, not about him, though. That would not be on him.
If he's not fast enough to tag,
no.
Of course.
If he can't tag from third base, what's he even doing on this team? He can't field, he can't throw.
No. We'd be killing the third base coach for sending him.
Yeah. I don't think so.
We'd be killing the third base coach.
No, but I'm telling you, Volpe would have heard crap. If Volpe makes that out, you don't understand.
It's a shallow fly ball.
He is at he's under the crosshairs, man. I'm telling you.
He's still going to get criticism because it's Volpe.
There's no doubt he gets criticism.
Would you have sent
doubt.
Him? If you were the third base coach?
100%
I don't know that I would have, only because Bellinger's been really good of late. I don't know that I would have sent him.
Bellinger gets a single, the runner from second scores. Like,
it would have been the third out.
It would have been the third out.
That's right, I'm losing my mind. Right, double play would have been the third out. Yeah, no, I still would have sent him.
It was very
I mean, I don't mind sending him.
Yeah,
but
that was dumb. I'm sorry, obviously.
You're lucky
yeah.
he was safe. No, I would not have. That's not what I meant when I was asking you that. I didn't think Volpe would have gotten
Volpe absolutely would have got criticism. There's no doubt in my mind. He gets criticism for everything. We would have been furious.
I know. I hear people are blaming him for not watching Yes Network this weekend.
That's what it is. Volpe's father got fed up getting yelled at Citi Field. He told the whole Volpe clan not to watch the games. That's what happened.
Going back to that Stanton home run, again, it was the first career pinch hit home run for Giancarlo.
That's good, especially... I haven't pitch hit too much and haven't been the greatest at it either. So, it was good.
And now tonight, the Yankees open up a series with the Cubs at Yankee Stadium. Jazz Chisholm going to home run derby at the All-Star game. Now to a lost day for the Mets.
Here's the righty Urias, who we started with last inning. First and third, two outs. First pitch hit hard to third. Off of Beatty's glove. It drops. He cannot pick it up. A run scores. Laureano is in. Couser goes to second, Urias on at first, and it's 5-3 Baltimore in the fifth.
Keith Redd on Odyssey Mets Radio. The Orioles cap off a doubleheader sweep. They beat the Mets 7-3 in game two. In the opener, the Orioles with 3 in the eighth to erase a 1-0 Mets lead. The Birds win that one 3-1, but David Peterson was outstanding. A run and 5 hits while striking out 6 over 7 innings gets a no decision. All was not bad for the lefty. He was named to the National League All-Star team.
Obviously, excitement, emotion, but a little shocked, to be honest. You know, I kind of saw some of the guys get replaced and whatnot, and, you know, figured, put it out of my head and let the game control it. And I got a little caught off guard when they called me in.
And he replaced him.
He deserves it. And he's been... You know, we mention a lot of guys when we talk about the Mets pitching lab, what he has done over the last 2 years. Really, yeah. I mean, it's been...
Well, I remember talking about him even before the season began. Like, we would talk about the Met rotation and what it's going to be like. And I was thinking, why is he not thought of as the number one or two guy, given the way he pitched in the postseason and how he has improved?
Yeah, no, I mean, he was a guy, I think, this time last year or at the beginning of the season last year, a lot of Met fans would have been happy if they never saw him again. Like, I really felt like it was this up and down. He was inconsistent. You were a new owner, spend some money, get some real pitchers in here. Instead, he's turned around and been one of the best left-handed pitchers in baseball over the last calendar year plus.
Does he get an All-Star bonus?
I think
We learned that.
Maybe they can share.
Yeah.
Maybe they can all chip in and get Juan Soto his...
Needs a few extra bucks, he can ask David Peterson for it.
By the way, a serious question, and I feel like I've given the Yes Network a lot of love this morning because I do like it, and I do think the Yankee broadcast is good. They posted something. We have the replay of the game on. They're in break now. The crawl said, and I don't mean to be a bad guy. I love the Nets. But it said, coming up after Yankees postgame. Now, think about what time this Yankee postgame was last night. 10 o'clock?
Yeah, 10 o'clock, 10:30.
Yeah. Coming up after Yankees baseball. Nets Thunder Summer League.
Yeah.
How many people are putting that on?
I can't imagine
anyone. I know they contractually probably have to do it. I get that.
I can't imagine anyone.
My goodness. I'm not putting that on.
I'm sorry.
I like the Nets.
Yeah. And I'm sorry. I got Mirage texting me that he thinks that Evan is 100% correct that the Fab Four reference is to Michigan and the Fab Five.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I had to interrupt. He's texting me and it's bothering me because it's going to make me angry. He said, I even talked about it on the show yesterday. It's obvious whenever you mention Fab in sports, you're clearly talking about the Michigan team. That's the reference. It's clearly that he's referencing the Michigan team.
Steve Cohen, who's 70 years old, is not referencing Jawan Howard.
No.
It's the Chris Fab Weber Four. It's the name of the Beatles. They're the most influential band in history. It's like them and Mozart. What are we talking about?
Well, Michigan's Fab Five.
Yeah.
So how could you mix that up?
No,
because
Fab, and there's only four of them, I guess, with the Mets. No,
No.
Marash, you're an idiot. I love you, bud. You're interrupting the show. I'm doing the morning show. I got to hear your stupid text about nonsense. It's absolute garbage.
Like the way you stopped in your tracks, like you stopped
it made
almost
me
mid
angry.
Sentence.
Yes.
Your face and I is thought turning like red. There was some bad news from home.
No.
I was actually concerned the
no,
way
No, it's
were...
worse. Someone actually doesn't think that reference was the Beatles.
It depends on where it's coming from. If it's coming from Steve Cohen, it's a Beatles reference.
Right, exactly.
If it's coming from someone Chris that's Weber 40 years old, that's fine.
Well, Peterson has been fabulous, to say the least. He replaces Giants pitcher Robbie Ray. Fourth Met going to Atlanta for the All-Star game. Also, Pete Alonso, Francisco Lindor, and Edwin Diaz. Now, tonight, the Mets open up a series with the Royals in Kansas City. Manager Carlos Mendoza looking forward to the return of starting pitchers Kodai Senga and Sean Manaea.
It's a big boost, you know, getting Senga back, getting Sean back. You know, I've been saying it. They're a big part of this team. And for us to be able to get those guys before they break, obviously, is important for us. We're going to need them. The fact that we got Senga tomorrow, it's a good time.
Yeah, Senga to pitch tonight against the Royals.
I am very curious what you pointed out earlier, like what that pitch count is going to be tonight for him.
Yeah.
Having, you know, used the bullpen game last night, used the bullpen yesterday afternoon, you know, what is his number tonight? Does he get 80? Is it 60? Is it 75?
Yeah, I don't think I think it's got to be at least 80. I don't think they would have him on the mound unless it was at least 80.
And then how economical
80,
is he?
85. That's the question. How quickly are they going to be in the bullpen tonight?
We've seen him throw, 100 pitches in 5 innings.
Yeah.
Well, they're probably going to make a move. Wouldn't they swap out a pitcher after a doubleheader?
I'm sure they would, but it's not going to be...
They'll have arms, but it's not going to be good.
Everybody's
arms.
Got arms.
Yeah, I mean, they'll have someone to come in if it's bad, but you're not going to have someone to necessarily feel good about. Plus, you don't want to have to go to the pen after you had 2 days yesterday. So,
and also from the NBA, the Pelicans and forward Herb Jones agree on a 3-year extension worth $68 million. And now it is time for moment of the day, and in the tradition of me filling in for both you and for CeeLo. I'm making it about myself.
You always do.
Most of the time. I got away from it a little bit, but I thought for today, let's bring it back. So on one of the updates earlier, I talked about how Paul Olden is going to miss this weekend at the PA mic for the Yankees. He's going to be replaced by Mark Fratto, the NYCFC announcer for the weekend. Paul has a personal obligation. So I did bring up during that update that it was Paul Olden who replaced Bob Shepard when Yankee Stadium opened. Some semantics. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I wasn't. But there was a caller that did point out that maybe I was a little incorrect. The Yankees open up a series with the Cubs tonight at Yankee Stadium. Now, if you're going to the game, if you hear a different voice in the ballpark tonight and over the weekend, you're not going crazy because there is a different voice at the ballpark. Paul Olden, who has not missed a game since replacing Bob Shepard in 2009, will be taking the weekend off because of a personal obligation.
Jim in Southold, what's up, Jim?
Peter Schwartz is wrong.
Why? What is he wrong
about? About what?
He said that Paul Olden replaced Bob Shepard.
Yeah.
My father replaced Bob Shepard. My father was Bob Shepard's backup for 30 years.
Interesting. Well, thank you for checking in, Jim. I did not know that.
Well, I think, so he always had that long time backup. But I think when they moved into the new stadium, the idea was that Bob was going to still do it, but then Paul Olden replaced him.
Apparently so.
Yeah. So,
but he definitely didn't take over for Bob Shepard.
That's not my fault.
He took over for Jim's dad.
Right.
Right.
Well, I was somewhat wrong.
No, you were wrong.
You were wrong.
And he knew it because it was his father.
Yeah.
And he had to. Like, there was something deep inside him. It's probably like one of those things that the best part of that is, and we were talking about it in the studio, like the idea that guy was driving around pleasantly happy listening to the show, and then all of a sudden, it's like, no, it's not. Pete's wrong. I got to call in and let them know. Like, that's my daddy.
That's right, and you take it very personal when it's close to you like that.
Of course, absolutely.
I didn't mean any harm by it, but I think there was some more fanfare when Paul Olden became the permanent replacement for Bob Shepard. But I didn't mean
it. Peter Schwartz is wrong.
Yes, I know. What else is new today?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We'll see you along the way.
See you next week.
All right, you got it. We'll take a time out when we come back. A lot more to do, including you, 888-808-1019. It is C-Mac and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
We're winning. It's a 9:45. Bill Ford, Tubbs Studio. It is C-Mac and Jerry for a few more minutes in for, if I could, I probably would. But you're the one going on vacation, so maybe you can do that when you're in Montana. Al's on vacation in 13 minutes. Oh, by the way. So there is a tie-in to a musical act and Al. I know you haven't worked with us much before yesterday, no. But Al will tell the story when he was in Atlantic City and you saw who dining and did what, Al?
Well, I went down to see Rick Springfield, and when we were at dinner, I saw him dining and I had a couple drinks in me and I sent him an octopus, like a grilled octopus.
Like an appetizer?
Yeah, octopus? I was so enamored with the grilled octopus. I was like, can you please send this to that gentleman? And they came back and said, he's a vegetarian.
Oh.
Turned me down.
All right, so you got Al and Rick Springfield over here.
That's funny.
Now, recently there have been times, I think the guys would vouch for me, where I'm in the middle of doing what I'm supposed to be doing every hour, and I will stop and pause and ask Mr. Boomer Esiason if I'm boring him or keeping him awake, because we get some loud from time to time.
Right.
Especially in the 8, 9 o'clock hour. So now to tie it all together, I give you Rick Springfield on the Today Show either yesterday or Wednesday as he is talking about Jesse's Girl, one of the big populars. I think it's Al Roker that asks the question. And there's I don't know who the other host is, but this is who he's referencing. So you can play it.
Of course, everybody still talks about Jesse's Girl. When you recorded that, any idea that this thing was going to resonate for as long as it has?
No, it's really taken on a life of its own after I recorded it and put it out. I mean, you can't really plan anything like that, and you can't foresee anything like that. It just happened. Am I boring you?
No. Actually.
So what wound up happening is you can hear him kind of stutter in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Clearly you can see he's taking note that Al Roker's co-host has this big yawn as he's telling the story. And immediately I'm thinking, boy, Rick Springfield, me and Boomer, like, it's perfect.
That's funny.
And on live TV. So the other part of that story is...
You know, I have people send me octopus, and you're yawning during my stories. I'm beloved across this great nation.
Well, the other part of that is, in the video, I guess as he's still sitting there, or maybe right after he had finished the interview, they send it out to the street, and they're talking about Rick Springfield and the girls that are part of the show. They're like, yeah, and you know, I love that other song. He did that song, 8675, and they're like, you know, no, that wasn't him.
Not him.
So no. He had a little bit of a rough morning on the Today Show, which was, I don't know, I caught that. I thought that was kind of funny. And then the other thing, can you do me a favor? Ali should have given you a heads up. Can you, on YouTube, pull up Velvet Sundown? top song. And then I would like you to play just 20 seconds of it. And then I have a question for the three of yous. It should pop up. And I don't think there's no cursing in it. It's more of a throwback to like music from, I would say probably the 60s and 70s, I would think. And I think it's on the top 100 on Spotify right now, their most popular song. And then I'll tell you why I'm having him pull it up if he doesn't have it yet. It might have been taken down too already. There's a reason for this. So this band, mm-hmm. and they've got like promo shots and everything. Of there's like four guys in the band, and one guy's sitting there singing, guy's the guitar, another guy's on the drums and everything. Not finding it?
I have something from Velvet Sundown, Dust on the Wind.
That's it. Okay. So that's the song. If you could play this. Take a listen. Tell me what you think of this song. 20 seconds. No idea how long the instrumental is. It's coming, though, I promise. Like right now. Go. Oh, my God. Sounds good, right?
Yeah.
Like a throwback, would you say, Eddie?
Yeah, kind of late a back. Little bit. A
little bit. If we have time, we'll
get. Dust on the wind, boots on the ground, smoke in the sky.
Pretty catchy, would you agree?
Yeah, not bad.
This is a fake band. This is not real.
This is all AI?
This is all AI. And I guess the story I read was when they put the song together, whoever put this together and put it out, I guess never thought it would become popular.
Right.
So I don't know if Spotify is still running it or not.
Yeah.
But they've pulled, I guess, any royalties that they would make.
Sure.
Because it's not real.
Unbelievable.
This,
it doesn't sound bad.
Actually, he's
not a bad singer, yeah.
I think it's actually pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And that was an AI composition as well.
All of it. And I guess the way they got figured out was some of the promo photos that they were putting out, people started to realize things didn't look right in the photo. Maybe how we've seen some people Photoshop themselves into different bodies or maybe different. Wasn't it, did Kim Kardashian have an issue with like a different arm or something? Something silly like that. Well, supposedly in this, maybe there was like a left hand on the right hand, or people realized that there were issues with the photo. They looked into it. And as good as that song is, and it's pretty good actually, it's all fake and those are not real voices.
Hmm.
So you talk about a scary little time we're hitting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very much so. Kind of like when they do Bad Tiki in the afternoon.
That's crazy.
Like, that is really good.
Yes, Tiki sounds exactly like them.
And then have you seen, and this is where it really gets nuts for me, and we've talked about this often, the videos that they sync the words to the lips.
Yeah.
Like, how do you defend that?
No, I know.
If someone made a video of you saying you had a great night in Montreal with candy.
Yeah.
And then someone sent that to your wife and it looks perfect. How do you defend that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I guess AI would be an answer for everything.
Yeah.
Except that it's not.
Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe the AI being, hey, it's AI. You could do anything and then just blame AI for it.
You could, but you know what?
It's like, honey, that wasn't me.
I don't know your wife. Yeah. My guess is she's not buying it.
Yeah. How long do we see that in court? The AI defense.
The AI defense, I bet you.
You might have seen it already.
Yeah,
I mean, we might have. I mean, it's gotten so good in such a short
period. Yeah, it's scary.
That,
and they're just, it's just starting. Like,
which
it's,
is
it's
why
gonna it's going to get better.
I had a conversation with someone here last week who's got a son around the same age as my son going to college. And his biggest thing is, I hope you got a plan because AI is taking over a lot. Maybe not everything, but there's a lot of jobs that aren't going to be there.
Of course.
In 5 years.
No, of course.
That are there now.
And just all kinds of jobs. From like you walk into, like I just did a road trip we talked about. You stop at a fast food place. They don't even have people working at the counter. Like you walk right up to it. You put your order in. And someone's there to walk out and say, here, in order number 23.
Yeah.
But like, they cut their staff in half. Like, there's just not jobs.
I will tell you, and I did not do this for the longest time. I know he loves it, and now I see why. The scan gun at Stop and Shop is phenomenal.
Oh,
but absolutely. Think about how many jobs have been replaced.
No, absolutely. I always take the self-counter, self-checkout. Absolutely.
He told me about this when you were in Mattawan. It's got to be 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Six years ago?
Yep,
something
six
like that.
Years ago, probably.
My wife's been doing it.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing the shopping a little bit recently. She's like, you got to try the gun. I'm like, I'm not doing the gun. So I didn't the first couple of times. I did last week for the first time.
Easy peasy.
It changes everything.
Yep. Right. As you're going around, right?
Yes.
And then it's one scan at the checkout and you're gone.
Correct.
Yeah.
At my Wegmans, they had that for about a year. they had to stop it because people
were stealing,
robbing them blind.
So that, right, so that's my question.
Yeah.
If I, yes, people are robbing them, but let's say produce specifically.
Yeah.
If red delicious apples are on sale for $1.99 a pound, but I like the organic ones that are $4.99 a pound, I weigh them, but I put in the code for red. How do they know?
At my Stop and Shop, they stopped you from doing the produce with the gun now. You have to do that. You have to weigh that when you go to check out.
See, I can, and mine you still can.
And I like every once in a while they audit you, and I love that. I feel
like a spot check?
Yeah, spot check. I love it. I feel like here's a test I'm going to pass.
And if you leave, I have a Sam's Club, but if a Sam's Club or a, like, they have people standing there. I've always wondered how they do it. You leave, you hand them the receipt. They scan like 3 or 4 items. That's it.
And then make sure it's on the receipt.
To make sure it's on the receipt. It's like a couple of scans. They don't scan your whole thing. You've already gone through. You've already paid it. You have your receipt. They scan the receipt. And then they'll scan like 3 or 4 items in your cart. And then they say, go ahead.
It's Sam's Club. You're doing it yourself?
No. I go through. It's a separate thing on the way out. It's like a double.
Okay.
I go through it. You can scan it yourself. Absolutely. You can either go through someone who's there helping you scan, or you could do it all by yourself with the gun. But when you leave, you can't leave without giving the receipt to someone standing there at the door, and they double check by just, because I've always wondered that. Like, okay, yeah, I'm scanning by myself. I just, scanned the wrong thing, or like picked up one thing of meat that's 10 pounds, scanned it, and then put the 12-pound thing in my, cart. But they somehow know. I don't know. But
see, at Costco, I don't have a Sam's Club. At Costco, it's similar, but there's no scanning. It's almost like a visual search.
Yeah.
As they're looking into your cart, which there's no way they're catching everything. But also, if you don't self-checkout, I don't think they'd miss anything either.
No.
But, we are.
But for the places with the self-checkout, if they lose $500,000 in theft a year.
Right. What are they saving in salary?
They've saved $2.5 million in salaries and insurance and all that.
Dude, that sucks.
Worth it.
Sucks.
I mean, you talk about how many jobs lost.
Yeah.
Sure.
That is really something. So anyway, so that band, I thought that would be interesting to play. Yeah. All right, we only have about 30 seconds. Give me, as we go into the weekend, we've obviously talked at length about it. When we come back on Monday, where are we sitting, do you think, with these two teams? Because I don't have a great feeling about the Mets this weekend, I'll be honest.
Yeah, neither do I. I think the Yankees take 2 out of 3. I think they're playing well. I think they have their two best pitchers on the mound. I think they'll find a way to get 2 out of 3. I would think the Mets the same. The Royals really have been struggling. They're going to throw Senga, who's back. I think that'll be a boost for the team. Not only will he pitch well, but it'll be a boost for the team. I would think both teams take 2 out of 3.
You're going positive.
I'm going positivity.
I'm
going
to go Yankees 2 out of 3, Mets 1.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Yesterday was
ugly.
Not a great day.
Yeah.
Now, they've had the bounce back. They've been good for much of the season, but didn't like yesterday at all. We'll see if there's any carryover. We'll take one final break. We'll come back, wrap it up. We'll get you to BT and Sal on the radio side right now on Odyssey Sports Minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that?
I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.